from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Down goes Anderson! You know, technology and stuff.
What would you say you do here?
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every Tuesday as we are joined with you. If you missed any of it, check out the Odyssey app, Fan Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, including places that end with Colorado Rocky Schmodify. Without further ado, we push this over to our fantastic producer, Schultzy.
What's up, guys?
What you got?
A couple Mariners things. We'll start off somewhere else, though, actually, with one of the best teams in baseball right
now.
The Philadelphia Phillies. They have just played, some people saying, above their station this year, but of course, one of the best teams in baseball. Their pitching staff has been, in my opinion, performing way above what they're supposed to. Check this out, though, guys. Philadelphia Phillies starting pitcher Ranger Suarez, fair foul. He has already matched his single-season career high for wins. Fair or foul?
Ooh, I'm going to say fair. Sorry to jump ahead of you.
No, please.
I mean, he's been fantastic.
I love when somebody's excited and they're like, ooh, I'll go first.
It's win total, correct?
Yes, yeah, wins.
They got a lot of wins. They got a lot of those wins, Patrick.
But it's a tricky stat because wins don't necessarily
hold on, let me look up his stats real quick.
To your quality.
Don't cheat and look up his stats, you jerk.
Just wondering if either of you caught that.
Like, wait.
I did not, Joe. I was like, yeah, look him up.
Yeah,
tell me.
Do it.
What do you got?
Why am I here? Why?
What do you got?
I'm going to say fair because they have won a lot of games, and he has been having one of his best, if not his best season as starter, so I say fair.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Joe on this, for different reasons. I think the fact that Philly has rattled off so many wins does kind of point to the fact that probably Ranger has got a lot of those wins. I think it's more about how late he's pitching into games, how effective he's been. And Joe was alluding to this too. I think he's just putting it together. And I think the reason the Phillies are so good is Ranger Suarez looks everything like an ace, but you have Zach Wheeler. Oh, and let's not forget, the third best pitcher on your team is probably Austin Nola. So Realmuto's out, and that offense hasn't skipped a beat. I turned on the TV the other day and saw Castellanos hit a home run, and he ain't done squat all season. So there's something magical about this Phillies team, something smooth about this team, something that I wish the real world at 3 a.m. could understand, that Rob Thomas has got this baby cooking. I will say fair that Ranger Suarez is great.
Just stop hassling me. Fair, you guys are right. He did have 10 wins back in 2022 in his 29 starts that year. So far, taking the ball 16 times this year, 10 wins. So 13 less starts already through, what, barely half the season. He's already looking at 10 wins, probably going to have his career high, literally taking the ball one more time and grabbing a win. But who knows? That could just go badly for him. But you're right. Wins are very complicated. So saw that. Thought it represented the Phillies' great season against, I don't know, lesser teams, but not much more than that. But you guys may be right. He could be putting it together as well. All right, moving on. Yeah, gotta knock my Mariners. Oh, my God. I've been lamenting about him all season. Mitch Garver. Fair or foul, y'all?
Went deep today, Mitch Garver.
He went deep yesterday, too, actually. Hit the go-ahead home run, two-run bomb, I believe in the eighth inning, to give the Mariners a 3-2 lead before they just gave it right back. So, two home runs in 2 days for Mitch Garver in Mariners' losses. Fair or foul, Mitch Garver has the worst batting average of any qualifying big leaguer in 2024. Fair or foul?
Holy God.
Say it again, sorry. He has the worst batting average of any qualifying big leaguer, which essentially means you have to play in all of your team's games or have 3 at-bats per team games played. So you can't come up and, you know, hit 8-for-8 and win a batting title like playing 2 games.
Yeah, I'm going to make Joe go first because I've got a counter to this. Spoiler alert, I think the answer is foul.
Yeah, I'd say it's foul because I remember us talking about him a couple weeks ago and he was batting like .178. Started batting a little bit better, but there's been this kind of gap that I haven't been paying attention to him as much. I'm going to say foul because I want to say that little hot streak he went on for a week and a half or so raised him up enough. And there's some schlub somewhere in the on the White Sox roster that's a qualified batter that is just as bad.
I love that you said the White Sox, because I will also say foul because of a former White Sox who won an MVP. Baby, is your name Jose Abreu? Come on down.
Ooh.
Because it's got to be Jose Abreu.
Whether he's qualified.
That's the question.
Not.
Is he qualified? But I'll take the Pepsi challenge and I'll say it's Jose Abreu.
I can't believe it. I stumped both of you guys. You know how much I hate Mitch Garver. Why would I? It's absolutely fair. Absolutely. He's hitting .176. The next closest being Rays outfielder Randy Arozarena. Oh, no. Will Benson moved under him at .188. Arozarena's at .191.
God, I really believed in that Jose Abreu.
Mitch Garver has been absolute ass for the Mariners. Yes, he had a couple of weeks stretch where I think his on-base percentage was near .400. He has, to his credit, been taking a lot of walks. But guys, they literally got rid of their backup catcher because he is not providing enough offense for them at the DH. And because they're paying him $12.5 million, they got to throw him in a backup catcher to try and offer more value and versatility to the roster because he can't hit.
If it makes you feel any better, Eugenio Suarez is batting .192 for the Diamondbacks.
That makes me feel a little better.
Most valuable hitter on the Mariners, fair foul, Cal Raleigh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
God, and he's batting like 210.
206.
And I'd actually say fair to that.
I would too.
Because he's the most clutch guy they've got.
He's the only guy.
It's sad. And he is in the bottom 10 of all batting averages.
I think
Cal
Raleigh should be an all-star.
He probably should be. Yeah, guys.
God, that's the state they're in at this point.
Yeah, guys, three Mariners, 12 Mitch Haniger, 213, 8 Cal Raleigh, 202, 1 Mitch Garver, 176. That is how far down your Mariner batters are, and it sucks. All right, fair foul number three. This one, because the trade deadline's coming up, and actually a name that has come up for a lot of teams, but being the Mariners as well, Chicago White Sox outfielder Luis Robert. Having a very good season. Well, I guess to some people's opinions, he's batting 198, but his on-base percentage is 280. So if you're a Mitch Garver fan, you like those numbers. 7 home runs, 11 RBIs.
Yeah, Mitch Garver would die for those numbers.
I know, right? Fair or foul, guys.
He did die.
It'll take your organization's number one prospect to acquire Chicago White Sox outfielder Luis Robert.
I'll go first on this. Yeah, I think Chicago's going to ask a lot for Luis Robert, and I wouldn't touch him.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. Okay. He's not healthy. He's not consistent. He's not some world-class defender. Like, if you play for the White Sox, I'm out. Like, I don't care who it is. I know Crochet, like, people are interested in him. I'm out. I'm out on all of you all. Like, I'm worried you're all a cancer to my clubhouse. I think you're so complacent with losing and being bad at your job that I will pass on all of you. You want Moncada for a fifth-round pick? Hell no, I don't. Get out of here. Tim Anderson couldn't get signed after winning 2 batting titles. Adios. No. Foul.
I'm going to say...
I mean, I think it's fair. I think they're going to ask for it, and I will not pay it.
Yeah, it's going to cost that much, but yeah, I'm with Patrick. Is that I don't know what franchise, what GM, what owner would be dumb enough to do that. Because I feel like what the White Sox are also hanging on right now is a lot of, did you see last year? Did you see him last year? He was pretty good.
He
could be that.
He could be great.
I don't know. Maybe the Angels. Maybe the Angels would be the team that do that.
I would rather trade for Giancarlo Stanton than Luis Robert.
Well, I probably would too. But
I mean, yeah, ditto.
But Giancarlo can't stay healthy.
How old is Luis Robert Jr.?
No, like 25, 26? Let me look here.
I'm out. Just no way.
Yeah, no way. I don't know what team would give up their number one prospect that's dying that much for an outfielder.
If the Dodgers go to you and say, we'll give you our number one prospect, don't believe them. That guy's not number one. They've cooked the books to
we
make
really
you think.
We really like this kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we want Mookie Betts. Well, it's going to cost you your number one. They're like, why don't you have Alex Verdugo?
like, hey, we want Paul.
He's our number one. They're like, nah, you don't want him.
You don't want Paul.
You want Verdugo. Corey Seager? No, you don't want him. Will Smith? No, you don't want him. You want Alex Verdugo. That's who you want. Because he'll play left field in New York before you know it.
It'll creep you out without his beard. All right, fair foul number four, rounding it out with my Mariners. Still in first place in the AL West, but clinging to that lead by 4.5 games over the Houston Astros. Yeah, a week ago, it was 10. It's bad right now. More bad news in the last 48 hours. They have lost another starting pitcher again. Brian Wu going down.
The
with
Wu
a
man.
Strained right hamstring. He's on the 15-day injured list. They have recalled a reliever, which means don't really know exactly what they're doing with that fifth spot yet. We're getting close to the All-Star break, though. I guess that's good. But this is Wu's third injury this year. It's very obvious that they're probably not going to be able to depend on him the rest of the year.
Is Hancock not still on the roster? They send him back down.
He is down in AAA right now. Okay. They like to play with their...
My Tacoma Rainiers.
Oh, yeah, you are.
My Tacoma Rainiers.
There you go. No, they'll probably call him up right before the next start is what I assume they'll do, just because they like to play with their roster like that. But fair foul, guys. The Seattle Mariners must trade for a back-end starter after the latest injury to Brian Wu.
Patrick, if you want to go and take this.
I'll go. I'll go. I'll take this. I'll let you think about it for a second. I don't think so. I think Bryce Miller, even though he struggled the other day, if he's your number four, I think he's better than most number fours. And if you do have to go Emerson Hancock as your number five, I still think him as a five is probably better than anybody else's five. But I also have, depending on the day-to-day, depending on it, I also have a decent amount of faith in the Seattle bullpen. That if you had to throw a bullpen game for a fifth starter, I'd be okay with it. I think you are so strong up top with Gilbert, Kirby, and Castillo on good days, Miller on good days, that I think a back and fifth starter is the absolute least of your concerns. Here's the things the Mariners don't need. They don't need a starter. They don't need a center fielder. And they don't need a shortstop. And they don't need a catcher. Everything else is on the table. Everything else.
I'm going with a foul that their offense is the bigger need at this point in time. Is that... That's been the one problem with them consistently all year is generating runs, generating hits. It has gotten a bit better since they canned their bench coach, their offensive coordinator.
Brant Brown.
Yes,
Omaha.
But to me, it's still not good enough, and you need some sort of pop. Could be a bit of a spoiler for next week, but Jeff Passan put in his article today as far as who would be the best match for the Mariners at the trade deadline. Would be Pete Alonso. Now,
you'd say he's going to cost a lot.
Yes.
He's going to cost a lot.
As a rental.
But that's, I was going to say.
As a rental.
For
yeah.
a half season.
Like, I mean, want Bryce Miller.
I just think you need pop. And I think that you have the arms to get you through the season, get you to the playoffs. But it's generating the runs, generating hits, generating that offense that the Mariners need right now. And I would have that be that top need at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I told you the three offensive positions you don't need is catcher, shortstop, and center field. But none of those guys are hitting well. You're just not going to do better than them. You're not going to do better than JP. Cal Raleigh is, I mean, catcher's kind of a wash position. And Julio's your future. Everything else is on the table. I don't think a fifth starter is one of them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.